Chapter 2. Being Indistractable. The ancient Greeks immortalized the story of a man who was perpetually distracted. We call something that is desirable but just out of reach tantalizing after his name. The story goes that Tantalus was banished to the underworld by his father Zeus as a punishment. There, he found himself wading in a pool of water while a tree dangled ripe fruit above his head. The curse seems benign, but when Tantalus tried to pluck the fruit, the branch moved away from him, always just out of reach. When he bent down to drink the cool water, it receded away so that he could never quench his thirst. Tantalus's punishment was to yearn for things he desired, but could never grasp. You have to hand it to the ancient Greeks for their allegories. It's hard to portray a better representation of the human condition. We are constantly reaching for something. More money, more experiences, more knowledge, more status, more stuff. The ancient Greeks thought this was just part of the curse of being a fallible mortal and used the story to portray the power of our incessant desires. Traction and distraction. Imagine a line that represents the value of everything you do throughout your day. To the right, the actions are positive. To the left, they are negative. On the right side of the continuum is traction, which comes from the Latin trahere, meaning to draw or pull. You can think of traction as the actions that draw us towards what we want in life. On the left side is distraction, the opposite of traction. Derived from the same Latin root, the word means drawing away of the mind. Distractions impede us from making progress towards the life we envision. All behaviors, whether they tend towards traction or distraction, are prompted by triggers, internal or external. Internal triggers cue us from within. When we feel our belly growl, we look for a snack. When we're cold, we find a coat to warm up. And when we're sad, lonely, or stressed, we might call a friend or loved one for support. External triggers, on the other hand, are cues in our environment that tell us what to do next. Like the pings, dings, rings, and other things that prompt us to check our emails, open a news alert, or answer a phone call. External triggers can also take the form of other people, such as a coworker who stops by our desk. They can also be objects, like a television set whose mere presence urges us to turn it on. Whether prompted by internal or external triggers, the resulting action is either aligned with our broader intentions and is therefore traction, or misaligned and is a distraction. Traction helps us accomplish our goals. Distraction leads us away from them. The challenge, of course, is that our world has always been full of things designed to distract us. Today, people find themselves attached to their mobile phones, but they are only the latest potential hindrance. People complained about the brain-melting power of television since its very inception. Before that, it was the telephone, comic books, and the radio. Even the written word was blamed for creating, quote, forgetfulness in the learner's souls, according to Socrates. Though some of these things seem dull in comparison to today's enticements, distractions have and always will be facts of life. Today's distractions, however, feel different. The amount of information available, the speed at which it can be disseminated, and the ubiquity of access to new content on our devices has made for a trifecta of distraction. If it's distraction you seek, it's easier than ever to find. What's the cost of all that distraction? In 1971, the psychologist Herbert A. Simon presciently wrote, quote, "The wealth of information means a dearth of something else, a poverty of attention." Researchers tell us attention and focus are the raw materials of human creativity and flourishing. In the age of increased automation, the most sought-after jobs are those that require creative problem-solving, novel solutions, and the kind of human ingenuity that comes from focusing deeply on the task at hand. Socially, we see that close friendships are the bedrock of psychological and physical health. Loneliness, according to researchers, is more dangerous than obesity. But of course, we can't cultivate close friendships if we're constantly distracted. Consider our children. How can they flourish if they can't concentrate long enough to apply themselves? What example are we setting for them if our loving faces are replaced by the tops of our heads as we constantly stare into our screens? Let's think back to the tale of Tantalus. What was his curse, exactly? Was it never-ending hunger and thirst? Not really. What would have happened to Tantalus if he had just stopped reaching? He was already in hell, after all, and dead people don't need food and water, last time I checked. The curse is not that Tantalus spends all eternity reaching for things just out of reach, but rather his obliviousness to the greater folly of his actions. Tantalus's curse was his blindness to the fact he didn't need those things in the first place. That's the real moral of the story. Tantalus's curse is also our curse. We are compelled to reach for things we supposedly need, but really don't. We don't need to check our email right this second, or need to see the latest trending news, no matter how much we feel we must. Fortunately, unlike Tantalus, we can step back from our desires, recognize them for what they are, and do something about them. We want companies to innovate and solve our evolving needs, yet we must also ask whether better products bring out our best selves. Distractions will always exist. Managing them is our responsibility. Being indistractable means striving to do what you say you will do. Indistractable people are as honest with themselves as they are with others. If you care about your work, your family, and your physical and mental well-being, you must learn how to become indistractable. The 4-part indistractable model is a tool for seeing and interacting with the world in a brand new way. It will serve as your map for controlling your attention and choosing your life. Remember this. Distraction stops you from achieving your goals. It is any action that moves you away from what you really want. Traction leads you closer to your goals. It is any action that moves you toward what you really want. Triggers prompt both traction and distraction. External triggers prompt you to action with cues in your environment. Internal triggers prompt you to action with cues within you.